B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Venmo scam going around, SNL comedian fired, and Netflix makes a major move. Melissa has the juice coming up.
I wonder if it'll help Kevin Hart's physical therapy if he knows he's about to lose $60 million.
Leroy has your sports.
The Antonio Brown allegations, they're very, very serious, but there's one that's guaranteed to make you laugh.
But first, well, we now know what caused the June derailment on the Red Line. Reports say a 27-year-old axle on the car fractured and caused derailment that led to months of delays for hundreds of thousands of commuters. The axle ended up in that condition because of gaps in inspection schedules and missed warning signs.
Man, listen, I ain't no mechanic or structural engineer, none of that stuff. But just my eye test, I was looking at that and I'm like, you're telling me nobody saw that and said maybe we need to replace that axle? It was all rusty and broken. It was awful.
Police in Dighton warning the public about a Venmo scam going around. So police said if you use the app, you may get a text message that your account is going to be charged and gives you steps to cancel the withdrawal. It also asks you to log in, give bank and personal info to verify who you are. Well, police say do not use the links in the text and go directly to the app or website. For just 4 days after he was added to the SNL cast, comedian Shane Gillis has been fired. Video surfaced of Gillis making racist comments about Asians on his podcast, and he also used homophobic slurs about other comedians. SNL said that they were sorry that they didn't see the clips earlier, and Gillis said it feels ridiculous for comedians to be making serious public statements, but here we are. And Netflix may have lost The Office and Friends, but they now have Seinfeld to make up for it.
Yes, Netflix
made a 5-year deal worth more than $500 million in a bidding war with Hulu, Amazon, NBC, and more. Hulu now has the deal, but that ends in 2021, and that's when Netflix will take over.
Melissa, do you not have like TBS or one of those channels?
I actually do have the entire Seinfeld box set DVD, so I don't.
So why are you so excited?
Because no one uses DVDs anymore. It's all streaming.
Didn't you say you had Hulu, though?
I do have Hulu.
So why are you so excited?
How are you not watching it?
I'll be honest, I don't know. I have the cheap version of Hulu, the one you get free with Spotify.
Yeah.
So it has ads.
Oh,
so if
God.
I'm actually stealing Netflix. I'm borrowing Netflix from a friend.
Yeah.
So I don't have to pay. Never mind.
Here's Melissa. Here's Melissa with the cheese.
Okay, well, it was one big happy family at the strip club as Diddy, his current girlfriend, Lori Harvey, and Lori's ex, Diddy's son Justin, were spotted hanging out at a strip club of all places. They were in Atlanta for the Revolt Summit over the weekend, and video from Magic City's social media show Diddy, Lori, and Justin all dancing, partying, and throwing money around. So at least now we know Thanksgiving won't be as awkward for the Diddy family, as they've already gotten that first party out of the way. And Kevin Hart working real hard to get over his injuries after his insane car crash, but now he's got something else to worry about. Kevin Hart is being sued for $60 million by the woman that was in that sex tape that came out a while back. Montia Sabag is now claiming that her 2017 romp with Kevin Hart was all planned by Kevin and his friend JT, who was later arrested for extortion. She says Kevin did it all for publicity, so she's suing for intentional infliction of emotional distress and invasion of privacy. Kevin has yet to comment on the suit. He's a little busy right now.
So he wanted to have that sex tape released so people could think that he was cheating on his wife just for attention?
Well, I don't think that he wanted people to think he was cheating on his wife necessarily. Obviously, that would come out. She's saying that the publicity was going to be for his stand-up tour that he was going on. So that's what she's saying. At first, she had come right out and said she didn't think that he was involved. She wasn't going to sue.
Yeah.
But now that things have progressed, she says she thinks otherwise, hence the $60 million suit. Good luck with that. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, David Ortiz, man, he sat down for an interview yesterday. And if you're one of those people who believes David Ortiz got shot in DR because he was involved in some shady stuff, he wants you to chill and to know that the rumors hurt.
People start making a story that I was being chased by a car. I got shot because of a woman. This and that. All the crazy stuff that I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, what's the truth? Because I still believe that woman thing.
Right. What happened with the video of the women fighting in the in the hospital
Listen,
lobby? And
y'all
all that
heard
stuff?
The man. Say? Y'all heard the man. Cut
questions.
It out. Cut it out. Let that man live.
I respect the fact that he addressed it. I still kind of believe the story about the woman, though.
Oh, man. Patriot Nation, we need to talk. We need to have a very serious talk. The Pats are 2-0, but talk of them going 16-0 is getting out of hand. No. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
16-0, Super Bowl's in Miami. They're going to win in Miami and defeat the undefeated season.
Pump the brakes, man.
In the home where it started.
Relax. Brady himself was asked about it in an interview, and like a boss, he said, I'm not thinking about anything more than 3-0. And more allegations for Pats receiver Antonio Brown. A second woman has come forward saying that Brown exposed himself to her while she was working on a mural for him. And then his former doctor says Brown owes him over $11,000 and he's suing him for it. But this man, this right here, I'm sorry. Like I said, I know the allegations are serious, but this one right here made me laugh. His doctor also said that Brown repeatedly passed gas in his face and laughed about it. Oh. I'm sorry, it's funny, but to
tell me how my ass tastes.
Right, to bring up the fact that someone is farted. It's goofy. It's stupid.
And it was loud farts, too. Like, the doctor had to sit there and just take it.
Ew.
It was so, yeah, it was the loud, crunchy kind.
Right, craziness. Sox and Giants at Fenway tonight at 7:10.
The ones that sound like they hurt when they come out.
Ew.
What is coming out of you?
We get it. Romero.
Come on, can you put the audio in of the fart so we can play it in a little bit?
Oh, my God. And that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. As an accidental text to a wrong number ended up helping a family in need. So Abby Fink was trying to get in touch with Alex, a friend from church, to bring dinner to his house. Alex's family has been having a rough time since their 4-year-old son is in the ICU with a lot of health issues. Well, Abby's text didn't go to Alex, but actually went to Alex's number neighbor, Bill. Remember
number's
up or down at the end? Well, Bill joked and asked, oh, what are you going to bring? Well, back and forth ensued. And after finding out what was going on, Bill started a social media fundraiser to get help for the family. And the GoFundMe has almost reached its goal of $12,000.
Nice.
That's your good news. And this report made hot by Dedham Savings Bank, more than 180 years of looking forward to every single day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.